Blog Talk Radio.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ah! Oh.
My name, I'll say you man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
Giddy up.
Hey, guys.
I was so surprised that the show worked, I lost my place. Bear with me just one moment, please. All righty. And now, live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme.
Holiday to you. If you've been good all year, maybe Santa Claus will visit you. Bright lights on the houses down the street, stockings full of all the Christmas trees. When you're with the big man, have a yabba dabba yuletide, a happy sleigh ride, a Merry Christmas time.
Possum. Been a while. I don't have a note from my doctor or anything, but, you know, shit happens. Anyhow, I'm double down for Christmas. Hopefully my sound's 5x5 and all that. Got a tremendous show in store for you this evening. And our phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Time Life Music presents the greatest collection of Christmas songs ever assembled.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Hot sauce dripping from their toes.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Silent night.
Now for the first time, Time Life brings you all of these great stars together in one Christmas collection. 50 timeless classics on 3 records or 2 deluxe long play cassettes.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Merry Christmas! It's Christmas! Merry Christmas! It's Christmas!
Only Time Life brings you Bing Crosby's White Christmas, the most popular recording of all time, never before available in a collection such as this.
Mr. Muslim, Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and hear some holiday wishes.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, running down Santa Claus Lane.
It's Christmas time for my penis.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Christmas on acid.
The Treasury of Christmas, the perfect way to celebrate the joy of this holiday season. 50 songs on 3 records or 2 long play cassettes, just $19.95.
Santa Claus is smoking reefer. Santa Claus is smoking
tea. Don't miss this opportunity to receive the Time Life Treasury of Christmas. Use your credit card and call now, 1-800-453-1907. That's 1-800-453-1907. Or send $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling to High Life Christmas, PO Box 7000-5, Amherst, New York.
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Let us pause to observe a group here seen admiring Dombaldi's nascent nymph.
Oh, Gumby, such beauty. Such joy! I found a new world!
You Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R. J. Gumby!
Pass him hour says, suck it!
Suck it, baby!
It's time!
All right, yeah. I didn't know how to react when the show worked, man. What the fuck?
Shock.
I get the message is still on the screen. We are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. So,
okay. Well, let's see if we make it through 90 minutes.
We got a plucky.
I'll tell you one thing, man. I miss the Friday night intro. Great intro.
Brought back old memories, didn't it?
There you go.
Deedly. So, how was your almost 2 weeks since we've spoken?
It was pretty good.
Oh, good.
Not bad. Just the usual.
Swinging guards, taking no prisoners.
Tubi has two Marx Brothers movies streaming now.
Ooh, what do you got?
And The Great Race.
What are the movies?
The Night at the Opera and Day at the Races.
Oh, okay. Classics.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Opera in a while.
No? Good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Considered by many to be their masterpiece.
Yep. Not me, though. I like Horse Feathers.
Horse Feathers, man? Huh?
It's always been my favorite.
Tough to beat.
But how about The Great Race, man? I haven't seen that in ages. That puppy. Love that one. Jack really brought that one home.
Yes, sir. He certainly did.
Uh-huh.
I got a house guest. Paulie's here.
Oh, Paulie. Okay.
Yeah. Paulie's been... I didn't take him for WALKIES today. So
yeah.
He's like, kind of like, fussing. He's fussing.
There's something's missing.
We may get a Ted-like reprieve or something here. Paulie, who knows? But in the meantime, something new to blow up.
Nice.
Well, we've blown up before, but not in this form. All new. What happened was, I thought, you know, I should blow up my least favorite Christmas song.
Yeah.
Which one do you think I picked?
Drummer Boy.
Because I have... Nah. That's not even close. I got two.
Okay.
One is it's most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why are you telling fucking ghost stories at Christmas, dude? That's Halloween. Deserves blown up just for that. Paul McCartney, man.
There you go. I'm always game for blowing up Paul McCartney.
Maka, cash in, blow up now.
Hello, everybody. This is George Harrison wishing you all happy Christmas, happy New Year. Drive safely.
Go! 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 Go!
Pull the string.
Ding, ding, ding at a cash register after the blow-up. There you go. Sir Paul cashing in.
I actually reopened the file.
Yeah.
To add that in. I said, you know what? Cash register.
Yeah.
Come on.
And plus, it's reminiscent of Sheldon Leonard giving out wings.
Yeah. Oh, I missed an opportunity. I should have added that at the very end.
There
Look at me,
go.
I'm giving out wings over here.
Get me, I'm giving out wings.
Oh,
I want shoot. You two pixies out of my shop, out of my bar.
I think it's out of my joint, isn't it?
Yeah, it might have been joint, yeah.
Out of my joint. I love Sheldon Leonard, man.
Oh, yeah.
Played a great mobster. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I was a busy beaver last week.
Oh, do tell.
Been sitting on my ass all this week, but woo, doggy. Prior to the last, or since the last show, yeah, I had a doubleheader on the Friday and a doubleheader on that Saturday.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot. I was tired. I was tired after that. Well, then, last week, I worked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh.
Sir. Like a real working man.
This week.
I know, man. I feel a little guilty. You know, like, when you start working a lot and you don't work and you're like, oh, man, I should be working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to some cool places. I went to, Tuesday wasn't very, Tuesday was bunfuck. But the nicest fucking people in the world, honest to God. They were sweethearts.
That's what it's all about.
Wednesday, I went down to Circleville for a circle jerk. How was that for? Can't remember. Anyway, down to Circleville and had racks, roast beef for dinner.
Oh, okay. I remember seeing that picture you posted. Yep.
Yes,
Lake
sir.
I wasn't lying. Lake
in the rack. I tell you what, man. I never did like the roast beef, and I still don't really like the roast beef, but their fries were great.
Yeah.
Check them out. Get something else on the menu. One location in Circleville, Ohio, and one location in Lancaster, Ohio.
Well, do they sell Reuben? You didn't go for a Reuben?
I don't know how to fancy. I was just like, you know, heady with getting with joy and ordered the roast beef, you know.
Okay.
Two roast beefs. Fired up. Let's see. Thursday, I was at the Brew Dog.
Do they rub their roast?
They do rub their roast.
Okay, there you go. Right.
So I had to wait. Took an extra 5 minutes for the rubbing. Thursday, I went to the Brew Dog Brewery.
Yeah.
For a party. That was pretty cool. They had the greatest food there, man. I'm going back there to eat. Fucking egg, man. It's like all those mini breweries, they got all IPAs, man. Cat piss. Not a fan of them.
There you go. That's good. They feed you.
Then we had, Saturday night. Or no, Friday night was Country Club. That was a weird gig.
They feed you there, right?
It's the weird part. They stuck me in the cookie room, which I think was the pro shop on normal days.
Yeah.
But the crowd was in the other room, man. See?
Okay.
So I drew one picture in the first hour. I'm thinking, oh, my God.
No
shit. You know, it's the dying doornail death, you know? And,
I didn't think that went through.
Finally, boo. Do one couple, then do another couple, then do, you know, and they start showing them around, but it'll do the rest of the 2 hours, so it was all worked out.
Yeah, you're hidden away.
Saturday, went down a new soccer stadium. They got a lounge you could rent out. Did the Google Christmas party.
Okay.
Google.
Uh-huh.
Not Barney. The one on the internet.
The actual Google company, huh?
Actual Google dudes.
Okay.
And then Sunday, a nice little thing at somebody's house. Low key. I said, this is it. Oh, a lot of nice middle-aged babes.
Really? I didn't know you did this in houses. How often does that happen?
Well, like I'll do a birthday party or a graduation party.
Okay.
That's usually at their house. I don't know. Not as often as I do it out somewhere, I guess. I would say. But
all
that
right.
was cool.
Nice.
Some lady I'd done a gig for, like, who knows how many years ago. So that was cool. Although, here's one more boring caricature story. I'm going to post a picture on my thing. But this little girl comes up to me at the soccer stadium thing, the Google party. Real cute. And I noticed her coming over. She goes, "You know, you probably don't remember me." And I went, "The zoo." The zoo. She goes,
"The zoo."
Yeah. This little girl, I had drawn her every fucking year for like 10 years at this gig. Zoo. And I think it was COVID or around COVID, I lost the gig. I haven't done it since. And she turns up at this Google thing, so I drew her there. And she sent me a picture of all her caricatures laid out.
Oh, no shit. There you go.
Yeah.
That's a fan.
That's over
there.
And, I mean, these started out when she was like 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
She's like an attractive woman of age. It's not illegal for me to think the naughty things I do. They're a very pretty girl, though. No, all kidding aside. Very lovely young lady. So that's kind of cool.
It's nice to know that they save these pictures, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of them go right in the trash. I know that. But, you know, somebody actually gave a shit.
Yep.
You got to love it.
Oh, definitely. And I have them all.
Right. We have a collection of Grinches in the chat room tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everybody is a green silhouette. So, Applecheek has dubbed us the Grinches. Grinch Possum Grinches. I don't know, Grinch Possum.
The Possum Grinches.
Yeah. And there they are, the Possum Grinches. Applecheek's Alice.
Sweet.
The first Grinch. Good to have you with us. Pausing the mower over here.
Yep.
First time on a Friday for, since the beginning of the year. It's been almost a year.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Back in February. Well, back when you took L there, boy.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, well, here's a good excuse to get out of that Friday. And it just, because, like, I always felt like the Monday one suffered because of the Friday one. Because I'd usually blow my best material on Friday night. And then Monday.
Once a week is better anyway.
I think so. Especially because there's only Saturday and Sunday to get the Monday show together.
Yeah. We would have a
it's like, holy shit.
That.
You get better. But then I'll have, you know, how many weeks didn't I blow something new up? I have no excuse. Lazy. Thanks for coming, Applecheeks. You didn't know we were going to be on tonight.
Sweet Alice.
And next in line on this Grinch parade of Grinches is Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Our last episode was not actually a show, you realize. You remember why?
Why is that?
No Dr. Cake.
That's right. We were cakeless.
Cake missed the show.
Without Cake.
It's like... fifth time
in 37
seasons.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. Pretty good attendance. But
perfect.
Well, you had perfect until you took sick this year, man.
That's right. I missed a couple of months.
I was swinging out in the breeze, man. Oh, well, thank you for coming, Cake. It wouldn't be a show without you.
I think Cake.
And finally, Other People's Eyes is here.
Oh.
He had, your reason why we're on the air right now is because he had the faith. He had the faith, man.
That's right.
He believed in. I hope he doesn't get assaulted when I say this.
What's that?
You know fake Jan, right?
Yeah.
Do you think her boyfriend might just look a little bit like Ope?
Oh, I think you're onto something there. I think you're onto something.
It looks just like Ope, man. That's so weird. I'd see pictures of her, and I'm like, oh, what's she doing with Ope? Oh, no, wait. Yeah, it's really fucking weird. And,
her day's almost here.
I know.
Big Dan's age, yeah.
And hovering above the lounge in his twin-engine flying Duesenberg. This is the one, the only sinister minister of finance and parking.
Good to be
Professor
here.
Professor R.J. Ladies and gentlemen, Possum Lounge!
With your super host.
That's the wrong applause. That's the long one.
Jump ahead there. Too long of an applause.
Okay.
There you
and
go.
Your super.
Yep, there you go.
So it's good to say.
Super host, Commodore Decker.
All right.
There you go.
As the beaver.
What a bizarre song that was.
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
Deedly doodly, we have Ford Prefect to thank for that one, bringing that to our attention.
Ford Prefect.
Via the great Dr. Demento, man.
I was hoping DT would be here. I wanted to thank him for his Christmas card.
I know. I got mine sitting here. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to save it for Monday, open it Monday night. Because Monday's Christmas.
Go.
Monday's Christmas, man.
Yeah,
so
already.
We could squeeze one more Christmas song out, Christmas show out of this shit. Yeah.
That's it.
Woohoo! So tune in Monday for that crap.
So I don't go blowing the load today now.
Oh, I'm holding back on certain
holding
3 minutes.
Holding back?
Believe me. Okay. So I get this notice over the weekend. Your YouTube video is now age restricted.
Woo!
Guess which one?
Yeah.
The Three Monks.
Oh no.
There are Three Monks.
What the hell does that mean? Yeah.
The fuck, man? I guess because of the violence and the guys whacking each other over the head or something. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
As violence goes, it's pretty funny.
Oh, very funny. That was classic. I love that one.
So you're going to have to... That was one of my better efforts, man. You're going to have to tune in to see that. So. let's see. Here's some observances. Some observations, not observances. Observations.
Okay.
I mentioned I got a new TV on, what do you call, Cyber Monday there.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. 4K.
Nice.
43 inches of living color over the...
Uh-huh. Watching porn?
But there's nowhere to put your VCR!
Yeah.
Anyways.
Question.
Why don't all TVs come with antennas? What's that about?
Why don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You got that clear TV that you want the antenna for, right?
It's just TV.
Okay.
You know, like TV. You know, turn on a TV.
Now, unless you're watching some kind of old broadcast.
Yeah, no, I guess the kids call it appointment TV.
Appointment TV. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, like the ABC and the CBS and NBC News at 7:30 or whatever it is. And I don't know, is Mannix still on? I think Mannix is still on. The shows, you know.
Hey. That reminds me of a friend of mine, a high school friend of mine, that remembered that I cut three classes to go home and watch a Woody Allen movie. Hey, it was on at 1 o'clock. What can I do, you know?
Because of appointment television, man.
Appointment television. Yeah.
So, okay, TV should come in antennas, number one.
There you
go. Number two, thought of this one. We went out to Roosters for probably our favorite restaurant. It's the Wingies. Yum, yum. Why don't wings automatically come with blue cheese? What's that about?
I love blue cheese. Yeah.
How the fuck? Why doesn't it fucking just come with the? You have to ask. Mm-hmm. I ordered and I didn't ask for the blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
My son's like, you forgot to ask for the blue cheese. Well, what the fuck? Yeah, I gotta ask for the blue cheese.
Because a lot of people like other shit with it.
That's what he said. Well, what if people don't like it and they don't use it and they're wasting all kind of blue cheese? I'm like,
they're
fuck
communist.
Them people. They don't deserve to be eating wings in the first place.
That's true.
You're not using
like
blue
cheese on my salads.
You think that? I'll dip my fries in that blue cheese, man.
There you go.
I like the mayonnaise, too, on fries.
You're a sick man. You're a sick individual.
I don't like crappy ketchup. I will say it right now.
I don't put anything on my fries. I like the fries itself. Pepper.
Sometimes
I pepper
do. Sometimes I'll do that. Sometimes. Got a good ketchup going on now. I'll tell you what, the worst ketchup in the world, Hunt's. Do not buy this product, ladies and gentlemen. Don't waste your fucking money. I threw away a whole bottle of that shit.
Yeah?
It's so bad. Ugh. Blech.
Isn't it like the number one ketchup?
Hunt's? No, that's not number one. Heinz is number one. Heinz is
okay. Okay, Heinz.
Hunt's, oh boy, that's like it's all sugar.
Oh shit!
It's like the sweetest ketchup ever. It's like, it's disgusting. Okay, anyway, and finally, cars should come with radios.
That's a no-brainer. Yeah.
They don't.
No shit. Are they still say that extra after they make the deal? Hey, you want a radio?
I'm driving my son's Duesenberg because his dog's here. And they flew, so he's, you know, saved $80 parking at my house.
Yeah.
So I drove it home. Number one, there's no keys. There's no key in this fucking car. You stick the bob by the thing and press the brake and hit the button and it starts. What the fuck is this?
Jesus.
And then on the way home, I said, man, listen to the radio. Hit the thing. It says, plug in your device.
Okay.
What the fuck is... They don't even got a radio on this.
I didn't know that, but I see it going that way. Yep. Everyone with their Bluetooth now.
Something. Oh, I forgot to mention him, and he left in a huff. In a minute and a huff. Daddy G was here. From the Daddy G show on Saturdays at 9. Sorry, dude.
And he usually has his nasty Christmas special.
Is that when he has the Dirty Show on Christmas?
The Dirty Show, yep.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, everybody definitely tune in for that one, man.
Yeah.
Dirty.
I guess it's tomorrow. Yeah.
I don't think he keeps it up in the archive either. He takes it down because he's ashamed of it. It's dirty.
But it was dirty, dirty.
It's very dirty. Come on, man. I should have it at my fingertips at all times. Filthy, dirty.
There you go.
Oh, we were just... Daddy G's back. We just...
What's it, sucker?
We just plugged his show for tomorrow night. That's all.
What does he think I am, an imbecile?
What's that?
Ask him if it's the Dirty Nasty Show.
Is it going to be the Dirty Nasty Show, Daddy G? We're inquiring.
I forget how he put it.
I thought that was New Year's, but maybe it is the Dirty.
No, it's Christmas.
Because he does, songs, he does the John Volbeat,
Christmas.
Yep. Okay. Classic.
Always a good show.
All right, 9 o'clock
there
Eastern time here on Bong Talk Radio, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment.
when they're working.
Okay, here's a new feature to the show. Hold on tight. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Gumby Theater.
The next groove on this record has been electronically engineered by some of the world's finest craftsmen to bring to your homes the full, glorious spectacle of Gumby Theater.
Gumby Theatre comes live tonight from the Yvonne Gumby Theatre near Guildford. L.D. Gumby, M.J. Gumby and R.S. Gumby star in The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov. The action takes place near Moscow in the 1870s.
Come in! Oh, open the door and come in!
Sorry!
Hello!
I got my head stuck in the cupboard!
Sorry!
Shut up! I can't see anything!
Hello!
I can't see anything!
Hello!
Shut up, Mr. Gumby!
Oh, my brain hurts!
Shut up!
Sorry!
Meanwhile, in St. Petersburg, Ilya Natayevska and Mariana Plyankov await news of their stepbrother, Trofimov.
Hello! I'm broken!
Get off my foot! Hello!
Sorry! Rain hurts! Rain hurts!
That was The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov. Adapted for radio by putting it onto a piece of wood and banging a few nails through it. Mr. L.N. Gumby is now appearing in the Thames near Wapping Steps. And Mr. D.P. Gumby is appearing as a central tunnel support on the new Victoria line. And now, book at bedtime. This week's book is The House at Pooh Corner, read by Mr. N.D. Gumby.
Gotta love the Gumbies. Can you imagine if they made a full movie about the Gumbies?
We should have done a whole episode, like an all Gumby episode, man. Love those guys, man.
Oh, yeah. Flower arrangements. Chrysanthemums.
Nice. All right. I guess it's like a Band-Aid.
Yes.
You just rip it right off.
Hair.
Very special. Very spatial 3 minutes tonight.
Oh, okay.
Ah, man. Commodore's a little gassy.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Hey.
That right, Jack.
There you go.
Tonight. Tonight only.
Jimmy.
Nope. Jimmy tonight. Jimmy for Monday. There will be Jimmy. It's not a Christmas without Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
That would have been a boo. He gets a boo.
He gets a boo.
Pretty sure. He gets the boo. We got a yay tonight. Right, we get a yay? Other than Spike Jones.
Hey, Spike.
I've never heard this till today. Imagine Spike Jones, aficionado, Commodore Decker.
Uh-huh.
Never heard this before. So,
Is there like a Spike Jones Jr. that has a lot of stuff out that...
Yes.
I wonder if this is actually Spike.
Hmm. Well, it's dated. I think it's dated 1954.
Ooh, okay.
Anyway,
Junior would be in the 70s. Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
Well, no,
52.
Yeah.
Flame forward.
Okay.
3 minutes.
Huh?
Downstairs to take a leak. interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
The news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Now I'm going to make a old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way, the way dear old Dad used to.
What can happen?
What can happen to an old-fashioned, all right?
Tom, super pumped.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Look, nice.
What could happen to an old-fashioned?
Now, that being Spike Jonze is highly questionable.
I don't know, man. It sounds legit to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forge here.
Forge.
He came to bathe in the accolades of his 3 minutes you'll never get back.
There you go.
I think it's Spike Jonze for real. But we'll see. We'll see. I mentioned
still a good 3 minutes.
Yes. Yes. I mentioned earlier that I went to Racks last week.
Yeah.
Well, some guy in Columbus, Ohio, my hometown here, he went to McDonald's. He came out with a hamburger, fries, and a crack pipe. He brought it back. He's like, I didn't order the crack pipe. And they're like, nah, we didn't get no crack pipe. They called the cops and got the police involved.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, McDonald's playing dumb. When our crack pipe? Your crack pipe.
It must have been in the fries container.
The dude on the fry machine was smoking crack. It was more like it, man.
It's a Happy Meal. It was a little prize in a Happy Meal.
It sure was. All right.
McCrack.
Here's some science.
Uh-oh,
Ford researched it. It is for real. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Spike
All
Joe.
Right. All right, Spike.
There you have it. There you have it.
Surprise.
It's true. You read it on the internet, therefore it is true. We all know this. Now, remember, here's some science. We're into science
yes,
now.
We like science.
Remember 2 weeks ago or so, they had the Frank Rubio in the tomatoes.
Yeah.
Did we report that they found the tomatoes?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, so he's been exonerated officially.
Uh-huh.
Frank Rubio. He did not eat the tomatoes. They found the tomatoes. And they're in a bag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we did that. Okay,
cool. You covered that. Yeah.
Okay, good. And I just want to make sure everybody knew Frank did not eat tomatoes. All right.
His legacy is safe.
You're like, if Neil Armstrong used to piss in the shower, you know, it's like, no, come on, man. Don't say that. All right, here's from Ford Prefect. I saw Mommy Screwing Santa Claus by Spike Jonze and the City Slickers. This naughty cover, needless to say, this naughty cover was never released officially. Jones and his motley crew recorded this in September of 1952 for his own personal amusement to share with family and friends. But the original master recording was preserved. It may never have seen the light of day if not for, you guessed it, the legendary Dr. Demento. George Rock.
I didn't think of that.
George Rock does the little boy lead on that. Very cool, man.
Yeah.
I never heard that until today.
Man, that is personal. Okay. Now it makes sense.
All right. I also mentioned that I went to the brewery, right, where they got all the cat piss IPAs. Blech. Well,
yeah.
I'll take an IPA over this, I think. This is in Oregon. A brewery and a creamery teamed up to make blue cheese beer.
Careful what you ask for there, Becker.
I know, man. You want the blue cheese to come with the wings? Yeah, we'll put it in the beer. How you like them apples? Rogue River blue cheese. Yuck.
Oh, why do they keep fucking with beer?
Oh, man. They're just bored. What's wrong with a Canadian, man? You know? So, a hint of blue cheese on the finish. Yum, yum. Hold me back. I think that's for real. I'm not making that up, man.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, they got that bacon-flavored beer, don't they?
Man. All right. It's the animal world. A loose bull was on the tracks at New Jersey's Penn Station. Newark. Fucking bull.
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't that funny,
fucking
man?
Jersey.
And he was rewarded for his escaping because he's now at a local animal sanctuary, and they probably named him.
There you go.
Hobo Joe or something. The tracks. It's got a made
fucking
now,
bull. Bull loose in Jersey.
Yeah. How can they tell?
Goes unnoticed.
What the fuck? All right. The Denver Zoo didn't know who the father of a baby orangutan was.
Yeah.
So they called in Maury Povich to deliver the paternity test results.
I was about to say that as a joke. Oh, Jesus Christ.
They tested the DNA, and then they called Maury in to deliver the good news. Siska's father is a 30-year-old Barani or a 16-year-old Jaya. Wait a minute. Those orangutans, they like to get a little, funky.
Thank you, little bastards.
Good luck to those Randy apes. This isn't a poop story. 90-year-old woman earns the master's degree in Texas. Good gravy. 90 years old.
That's a master's.
I didn't want, man, I couldn't stand school and I never liked going to school.
Can you imagine doing that at the end of your life?
Fuck no.
You'd be dead in a week. What the fuck you want to do all
fuck
that for?
No. I could see me going like all gung-ho, hey, da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee, and quitting the first week, you know. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, you won't catch me going back to school for anything. That was like the worst 4 years of my life.
All right, this guy's pretty badass. We're into the records now. World records with our world records shit. An Armenian teen does 44 pull-ups between two moving trucks. Pretty badass.
Oh, yeah.
Got the bar
positioned
between the two trucks, and he's doing the pull-ups over there, 44 of them, and...
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how long it took. But the trucks have to be going at least 3.1 miles per hour.
Okay.
So that's got to add
who
some
difficulty. Who brings this shit up?
I guess when they're sitting around drinking all that Guinness, you know, hey, how about this one? You know, and they talk some poor Armenian dude into doing it. Now, here comes one of them dumb ones.
Candice Frazee and Steve Lebanski. In California, they have the world's biggest bunny collection.
Oh, jeez.
40,550 pieces of bunny stuff and junk. Congratulations.
Something to be proud of.
Although, I am a collector, as you may or may not know. I won a bid on eBay, and that's always so exciting. I went back in and did another one, man. Two this week. One bid. And the first one, I already got the thingy. It was an issue of the Silver Surfer from 1970.
Okay.
Beautiful book. Got it from the store. Won the thing. So then I went out and bought another. So I only need one more issue of the Silver Surfer. I got the whole run. Sitting pretty, man.
Okay, cool.
Collection. You know, and that's always like anticlimactic. I finished off all the EC comic books. Like that's a lot of comics, right? It took me a long time to do this. Like over 20 years, really. And I got the last one. I'm like, well, got the last one, all right. You know, it's just, hey. It's the collecting that's the fun part. Once you get it all collected, it's not as much fun.
You got them all.
Okay. Collect them all. All right. Idaho Man. Hey.
Okay.
Serial world record breaker, David Rush added another title to his name by sorting. Oh, I watched this video. This was last. I watched this Monday. 17.6 ounces of peanut M&Ms by color in 1 minute and 14 seconds.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
What did he do? Identify them?
He had like a whole big bowl of mixed up M&Ms and separated them.
Oh, okay.
By the colors.
Okay. That's impressive.
Yeah. And he had figured out the strategy of visually figuring out which color had the most and saving that one for last for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know. It made sense in the video. It's David Rush, man. He knows what he's doing. When it comes to... When it comes to this shit. Right. Let's see. Record-breaking Christmas lights irk some neighbors in New York.
Yep. It would bother me.
Man, looks like a whorehouse across the street or a cell phone store or something. You know, what the hell? But this place, they got 346,283 lights.
Gee, easy.
Oh, no. That was in 2012. Now they have, now they have 720,426 lights.
Oh, man.
Holy crap. And then, of course,
a lot of energy.
You got all the people coming to look at it.
Uh-huh.
And they're leaving trash and beer bottles and human urine in people's yards.
I was on Possum Hour back when I was protesting it, right? Remember that? I think I was. At my mother's house. They're right down the street, the next 100
down.
Yeah. This guy, Louie Live. And traffic was always going real slow down our street. It's like, you know, if something happened to my mother's son, how are you going to get an ambulance in there or something?
Exactly. It's a public nuisance.
It is.
Christmas crap. Knock it off already. Yes.
There you go.
Crying out loud.
We have been doing this for a long time.
I know. Since the 60s, I think. Right? All
right. I missed that. We had the street blocked off. Some people go around the block. They're getting all pissed off. Merry Christmas. Yeah, fuck you.
The lady next door to Flamehead's mother and stepmother, I guess.
Yeah.
She has a little decoration thingy in front for all the holidays.
Yeah.
She does Halloween and then Thanksgiving and then Christmas. She's got the abominable snowman.
Okay.
Cornelius, whatever that guy is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Got a statue.
The Yukon guy.
Yukon Cornelius, yeah.
Yep.
It's understated. Not a lot of lights. Doesn't look like a whorehouse. Across the street, like a whorehouse. Whorehouse over there. All right. Yeah, the new chat room for it has noticed that we're all Grinches tonight. Just Grinches. Just green silhouettes. All right. Finally, David Rush added another title to his name.
Okay.
And we've seen him break this one before. He snapped 63 pencils in half in 30 seconds. That's pretty impressive. That's more than 2 pencils per second. He's got them lined up around his table, and he's like, snappity, pappity, 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 pappity.
With just his hands, right? Not smacking.
Yeah, just his hands. Oh, his hands were bloody and calloused.
There you go.
He suffers for his craft, man.
Yes, he does. Show those pencils a thing or two.
And it's all to bring awareness to science, technology, education, engineering, and mathematics education over there.
And there were probably number 2 pencils, too.
They were. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. All righty then. Well,
okay.
I've lost my voice, and I'm out of stories, so... It all kind of comes together, don't it?
Sure do.
All right.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now back to our show.
There's snow, everything is white. Out of each window shines a friendly light. The big tree is up in the square. The sound of children's laughter everywhere. Christmas in my hometown. Christmas in my hometown. Raise your spirits high, let the party go down. It's Christmas in my hometown. They smile, all the people you meet. Sally Army Band playing in the street. Santa's there in a funky red hat. He comes tomorrow, kids are glad about that. Christmas in my hometown. Christmas in my hometown. Raise your spirits high, let the party go down. It's Christmas in my hometown. In the square, a choir is singing songs we love to hear. Skaters skating, families waiting. December 25th is near. So run, take a bus or train. It's crowded here, but don't you dare complain. There are friends here who are waiting for you. with lots of laughs the whole day through. Christmas in my hometown, Christmas in my hometown. Raise your spirits high, let the party go down. It's Christmas in my hometown. It's Christmas here at my hometown. We're all going to get together and drink a little eggnog. Here, I'll take a glass right now. Yeah. Oh, that is good. Now, Jay, give me another glass. Oh, I love eggnog. I'm beginning to feel much better now. Ho, 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 ho. I love dressing up in this Santa Claus suit, although it's wool and it's a little scratchy around the legs here. But it's all right. Now, a little sunny boy. Here, get up on my knee. Now, what do you want for Christmas? No, you can't have that. Get off my lap.
Secret, huh?
Tripper.
You've been playing possum.
You get that right, Jack.
Christmas in my hometown.
Jack Shelton, the great.
Oh, yeah. Run, buddy, run. I'd like to see some of those. I wonder if YouTube has them.
I think there's a couple episodes, yeah.
I know they have the opening, I think. They did it a while back.
Yeah. We played it on the show, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It wasn't many episodes, right? That bombed out pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. It might have been a half a season, if that. All right. Let's see here. All right. Good, good, good. Try a little housekeeping. Things get out of hand. We're currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. Well, I guess they must have worked overtime.
Yep.
Thank you, Blog Talk, for letting us do our show tonight.
I was all set to post on Facebook that Blog Talk Radio is the real war on Christmas.
No, that's us.
That's right.
Do we have a quickie? I think we have a
quickie here someplace.
I think there's a quickie.
If anything, to clear out the old
a long quickie.
Program.
Oh, okay. The continuing adventures. We'll start it tonight.
Okay.
We'll start tonight. Episode 1 of Guy on a Buffalo.
One day the guy on the buffalo was cruising around through the plains, seen a bear, and he thought to himself, oh man, I gotta get away from the bear, hope he don't chase, oh no, he's gonna chase me, oh no, I better
most excellent, man. Most excellent.
Cite it in New Jersey.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
I didn't mean to hit it. It was a mistake.
That's good. You know, Bobo and why are we still can. He's almost
That's our Hitler!
There you go. Perfect.
Just for one day. Don't worry about
Ties in together perfectly.
Okay, guy in a buffalo. We need a guy. I think guy in a buffalo should run for president.
There you go. Look at that boothead guy on a buffalo. It's a supreme.
Oh, Vermin Supreme.
Yeah, I can see him on a buffalo.
Bobo called him out a couple weeks ago. He said he was against Vermin. Remember? The Vermin. I think Vermin's poll numbers went up that day.
Forget about
I know my poll numbers
Taylor
went up.
Swift, man. Just don't fuck with Vermin.
Yeah. Oh, if I see Taylor Swift, my poll numbers rise. It's just human, man.
I like it. There you go.
All right. Oh, wait. I'm looking at the yodel section of the thing. No.
No. Can't have that.
No.
Friday.
No, not tonight, kiddies. No yodeling tonight.
Mm-mm.
A little something special. The dulcet tones. Merv Griffin. Yeah, you heard me. Merv Griffin.
All right.
The Merry Christmas Polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Tuning up the fiddles now, the fiddles now, the fiddles now. There's wine to warm the middles now, and set your head a whirl.
Around and round the room we go, the room we go, the room we go. Around and round the room we go, so get yourself a girl. Now every heart will start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas Day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let everyone be happy. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let every lady step with her bow.
Around the tree to the ceiling, with lots of time for stealing those kisses beneath the mistletoe.
Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. With everybody joining in the fun.
Roll out the barrels that cheer you and shout till they hear you.
A Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun.
Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols.
A Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas, everyone.
Very good, very good.
Very festive.
There you go. Book roll double, man.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, man. Book roll double.
That was the elevator killer, huh? You're
yeah.
Elevator killer. All right.
I can't remember the name of the band, though. It wasn't like Christmas Polka by Merv Griffin. It was by so-and-so's band featuring Merv Griffin.
I didn't know he did anything other than a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Yeah, man. He was all over it, man. He had a flying Duesenberg.
There you go.
This wasn't a twin engine, though. He just had the single engine, the original single engine flying Duesenberg.
He was a close talker.
Yes, he was.
Oh, he's going into the kiss.
Who used to do the Merv Griffin on SCTV? That was,
The little guy. What the hell is his name?
Yeah. Blanking on him, man.
We're getting old, man.
I know.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, yeah. And it was out of nowhere. It's weird, like, what the fuck? And then you're like, yeah, it is. That is Merv Griffin. Ooh. Ooh. Hey, ooh.
Ooh. Ah.
What kind of shit is that?
I'm glad we did a show tonight. That was good. That was fun.
Yeah, we haven't done a Friday in a long time. We'll do another one Monday. Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Why the hell not?
Yep.
Go over to Daddy G's tomorrow and listen to Dirty Songs.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Not a blog talk guy anymore, man.
Yeah, can't get
you
in
don't
there.
Even have a gremlin or a Grinch.
Yeah.
I guess the Grinch is a gremlin, isn't he?
I would
like
think
that.
So. Yeah. He's a saboteur.
Okay. Got anything good for the end? Oh, golly. Not really. Oh, that's going. We could do a schmaltzy out.
All right, schmaltzy us out.
Schmaltzy for Christmas and everything.
Uh-huh.
Under the holiday.
Oh, that'll work.
I'll just do the schmaltz ending. Oh man. So you got anything on tap for the big day?
No, I'm not doing jack shit.
Me neither, man.
I'm anti-holiday anymore. I don't do jack shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind working.
I'm just going to sit there in a ghost chair with my compression socks watching my 43-inch.
There you go. Watching the Marx Brothers, baby.
Watch the Marx Brothers. And also on YouTube, they have Streets of Laredo.
Okay.
Jim Garner's last good Western. But it's like a mini series. So it's like a 4-hour movie. I watched part of it yesterday. I might dive back in before I go to bed tonight.
Nice.
But co-starring George Carlin.
Oh, George. All right.
Carlin's in it. Pretty cool, huh?
It's got to be good. I'm sitting here watching I Spy.
Ah! The old one?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You mean
only
that
episode
new one?
Series 2, because Series 1 is on a whole other streaming thing that I don't get.
That was the cool thing about that show.
Like,
when they said they were in Milan, they were probably in Milan. They used to travel.
Yeah.
But like,
and they made sure that everyone sees that they do. They were just in Italy in the one before this one I'm watching now.
Yeah, they do a lot of exteriors.
They made sure,
And then like, Man from Uncle. They just went to the next room, you know. Bangkok. You know. No. Next soundstage.
Well, you remember what Bill said here when I went to Spain. They asked a taxi driver and say,
he wanted the Spanish
fly. Uh-huh.
Bosun Canadian.
Order.
Ford, hang in there, baby. You can do it, baby. Awesome power, man.
Yes.
Feel better, my friend. You can do it. You can do it. Beet juice, dude.
Beet juice.
Give up until you tried the beet juice.
Doctor wants me to start eating yogurt. Because it has bacteria in it. That probiotic.
We really mean it, man. We love you, Ford.
Yes, Ford.
Molson Canadian. Water. Water. Oh, we got the transporter here. Well, shoot, man. We'll do the schmaltzy exit then.
Schmaltzy. Yep.
Compression
like schmaltzy.
Socks, man. You got to these things are great. New lease on life.
There you
try compression socks. What the fuck? What do you got to lose? All right. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize, okay.
Good night, good night, good night. It's time to say good night. Good night, good night, good night. What more is there to say but good night? We've had a few laughs, and it's time for toodaloo. Arrivo, acquidazine, and ink-a-dink-a-doo. Good night, good night, good night. Good night, good night, good night.
So long, suckers.
Come in. Yeah, we got to send some positive vibes out to Ford, man.
Yeah.
He ain't feeling good. He ain't doing so good.
Nope. Awesome power.
Come on, man. You listening? If you're listening to this broadcast, send your positive vibes.
Yes.
Or prefect. 60609. Diddy Mao. Send them now. All right, man. Well, things that I can control, plan on doing a show on Monday.
All right. Sounds good. It's a possum Christmas.
I think I got a frozen turkey dinner in the freezer.
There you go.
Might have that on Monday for Din-Din. I used to cook a turkey, man, back in the old days.
No shit.
Yeah. Cooked many a turkey in my day.
Takes all day.
Now. It's a myth.
Yeah?
Women made that shit up, man. It took a team of 50 women 3 days to cook a fucking turkey when I was a little kid. Bullshit. Takes a couple hours. Done.
They were in the kitchen drinking sherry.
Fucking
like
egg, man. They were partying their heads off. You know it.
Uh-huh. We're all
that
them.
That was a total...
Yep. House for house.
Because I remember that, man. I when I was a kid, I thought, my God, there's... No other task is as onerous as cooking a fucking turkey.
Mm-hmm. And you're done in 15 minutes from eating it.
Well, it does take a couple hours, but not all damn day. I'm starting at 3 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Taking a shit at 3 in the morning, waking you up, and then, geez, what the fuck? Making a turkey. All right, man. Well, see you Monday, man.
All right, sounds good.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!